Around Dove Valley and on Sundays at Invesco Field at Mile High, expectations are high and winning, well, it's the standard. This year's crop of offensive rookies are doing more than just contributing. They're helping the team win games. And the effort has not gone unnoticed.
You know, that's what's so important to our success right now, because to have these guys step up at this point in the season, I mean, we know what to expect from the veterans, but as a rookie, you really don't know what to expect.
Actually, who's been playing pretty well is the boy from Orlando, rookie, number 15. He did well, had a good catch, and had his tiptoe in. He playing well. Schaefer came in now these past couple weeks and played well, and that really kind of speed up our offense and playing real well right now.
Last week, I was looking at Scheffler and Cutler and Marshall. They made some unbelievable plays, regardless of their year. They didn't look like rookies.
In limited time, the first-year players are putting up numbers many rookies around the league would envy. Jay Cutler has already become the first rookie in NFL history to throw for 2 scores in each of his first 4 games. Meanwhile, Tony Scheffler and Brandon Marshall have combined to catch 31 balls for 378 yards and 4 touchdowns since Cutler became the starter. But for this group, the early success means little.
Each game I felt more comfortable and more relaxed and more like I was just playing football. I mean, the first couple I think I was thinking too much and wasn't just reacting. So now, I feel comfortable. I think the coaches are starting to feel a little bit more comfortable and playing better.
To tell you the truth, I haven't even thought about the little play that was on SportsCenter or whatever. I was thinking more of the play that I could have scored a touchdown or could have came back to the ball instead of waiting for the ball to get to my body going and attacking. So it's just little things like that where I just got to continue to push and work and get better.
I definitely still feel like a rookie, but, as more successful as you get and the more things you start doing to help the team out, that kind of goes away and, you know, kind of put that in the back of your head.
That's exactly the approach veterans on this team try to convey, putting the team first. And for now, it sounds like the rookies are listening.
The veterans on our team is really the key, and we got a lot of great veterans, and they really showed us the way and led us throughout the season and on each week in practice to get better and better and keep working hard.
I'm grateful to be in a position where I'm learning from Rod Smith and Javon Walker and learning how to be a pro. So, you know, I can't complain. I mean, I got the best of any receiver probably. I can't complain.
Jake's been great so far. I mean, whenever Coach Shanahan made the decision, Jake, first one, he came to me and said nothing was going to change between me and him. He was going to help me out as much as possible, and that's been the case.
And with a ticket to the playoffs on the line Sunday against the 49ers, Bailey knows what he can expect out of this group.
We know what type of abilities they have, but there's a lot of rookies coming to the game that has that, but they don't show up. These guys are showing up, and they're showing up at the right time.
At Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall reporting for Broncos TV.